Welcome to Black History Bites by BLAM UK. My name is Tafumi Odubemi, and I am the lead project worker and project manager at Black Learning Achievement and Mental Health UK. This week on Black History Bites, we are learning about the long and rich history of Black cowboys and cowgirls in the United States. Cowboys have been a major part of Black global history and yet have been sidelined in history. Recently, there has been a resurgence and realization that African Americans were some of the first and best cowboys who were and are instrumental in developing cowboy culture in the United States. Even more, Black cowboys are not historical relics of the past and still are a major part of contemporary African American communities who continue to redefine and innovate cowboy culture. In this episode, we will discuss the five most notable Black cowboys and cowgirls in history. These individuals were Nat Love, Bill Pickett, Bose Ickard, Bass Reeves, and Joanna July. First up is Nat Love. Nat Love was the child of enslaved parents and was born in 1854 in Davidson County, Tennessee. Nat Love learned the skills of roping, herding, and branding cattle, horses, and other livestock as a young boy. Though there were laws against enslaved African Americans being taught how to read and write, Nat Love still was able to learn how to read and write. Nat Love's adventures during his cattle driving days were numerous and became legendary folklore. According to one, Nat Love earned the title of Deadwood Dick after winning a shooting contest in Deadwood City. The name Deadwood Dick was common at the time, as it was based on a popular series of children's adventure novels. Nat Love would go on to become one of the most famous people to claim the moniker. Did you also know that Nat Love's memoir, Life and Adventures of Nat Love, is one of the only first-hand accounts of an African-American cowhand in the Western United States from this period? Next up is Bill Pickett. William Pickett, who is also known as Bill, Will, Willie, lived from 1870 until 1932. Bill Pickett was of Black and Cherokee Indian descent. He was also one of the first great rodeo cowboys and is credited with inventing the sport of bulldogging. In 1971, he became the first African American honoree to be named in the National Cowboy Hall of Fame, and in 1989 was also honored in the Pro Rodeo Hall of Fame. During his lifetime, he was often known by the nicknames the Dusky Demon and the Bulldogger, and was billed as the world's color champion in death-defying feats of courage and skill. Introducing Bose Ickard, a Black cowboy born to enslaved parents in Mississippi around 1843. He was raised for a short time in Louisiana and then moved to a cattle ranch in Texas, where he learned how to ride a horse and use a rope. Once he was freed after the American Civil War, Bose Ickard rode along with Oliver Loving until Loving was killed by Comanche Indians. After Loving's death, Bose Ickard hired himself out as a famous cowboy to another famous cowboy from Texas named Charles Goodnight. Bass Reeves lived from 1838 until 1910 and was the first African American deputy U.S. Marshal. U.S. Marshals at the time were responsible for patrolling what was regarded as so-called lawless Indian territory, which was west of the Mississippi River. Bass Reeves fled and escaped enslavement to go north from Texas during the Civil War. He lived among the Cherokee, Creek, and Seminole tribes, learning their ways and their languages. When slavery was abolished in 1865, he moved to Arkansas, became a farmer, got married, and over the years had 11 children. Our last famous cowboy is the lady of the bunch, Joanna Chona Phillips July Wilkes Lassley, commonly known as Joanna July, was born in either October 1857 or 1860 into the 19th century Black Seminole settlement, which was located in Nacimiento de los Negros in Mexico. Nacimiento de los Negros translates to the birth of the Black and was a place located near the Mexican and American border. Much of Joanna July's story comes from portions of a summary and oral history interview collected and written by interviewer Florence Anger Miller. Joanna's family dates back to the leaders of the Black Seminoles in Florida, a multiracial community of African and Muscogee Creek American Indian heritage. Joanna July was born during the so-called Indian Removal in the 1830s, a process of land stealing by white settler colonists, which is ongoing in the United States till date. The stealing of land was a U.S. policy, also seen in other parts of North America, which aimed to appropriate land for white American settlers. Black Seminole families, therefore, were forcefully and very violently pushed off their land and eventually moved to settle in Mexico. Around 1869, however, some members of the Black Seminole community at Nacimiento sought to return to the United States. Joanna's family settled in Texas, where her father broke horses for the U.S. Army, farmed and raised livestock. The history of cowboy culture is entrenched in Black history, but it is a history rarely spoken about. The term cowboy is even a term that arose out of the practice of slavery. Enslaved boys and men who used to care for livestock animals on plantations and farms would be called cowboys, and so the name even has a history rooted in the history of enslavement, which is a part of Black history. Despite efforts made to sideline and erase Blackness from cowboy history and culture, groups like the Compton Cowboys work to promote and celebrate the history of Black cowboys and Black people who embody cowboy culture and sensibilities today. They are keeping this long and active Black history alive and using it as a community building and development tool in a very powerful way. I highly recommend Googling them and learning more about their amazing work. If you want to learn even more about the history of Black cowboys, we recommend you watch the movie The Harder They Fall, available on Netflix, and read the graphic novel Black Heroes of the Wild West by James Otis Smith. Thank you for listening to Black History Bites. This episode was developed and researched by Pamelaren Thompson, a youth project worker on the Grounded Project. Visit www.blamuk.org to learn more about our organization and the work we do. Additionally, please follow us on Instagram and Twitter via our handle at BLAMCHARITY. That's at Blam Charity. Until next time.